From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Congress is under increasing pressure to protect young undocumented immigrants from deportation despite an apparent reprieve by the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court decided Monday not to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court injunction that keeps protections for so-called Dreamers in place. The Supreme Court's decision relieves the pressure on the Dreamers who were facing a March 5th deadline, but it does not remove their risk of deportation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says this is another indication that Congress needs to act.
The president gave Congress 6 months, and he also gave them a plan. He gave them four pillars that he wanted to see in legislation and principles that the majority of members of Congress have supported in the past. They claim to want to fix DACA. The president laid out a pathway and an exact way to do that. They failed to address it, but we're still hopeful that Congress will actually do their jobs, show up and get something done, and fix this problem, not kick it down the road, and not continue to ignore it.
Earlier this month, the Senate rejected four separate immigration proposals from bipartisan bills that paired legal status for DACA recipients with limited enhancements. Syrian government forces continue an aerial bombardment in eastern Ghouta, even while an international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks deliver crucial supplies. The United Nations and International Red Cross said 46 trucks ferried in health and nutrition supplies, along with food for more than 27,000 people. But the Syrian government blocked the rescue workers from loading most of the health supplies they had planned to transport to the embattled region. It was the first aid shipment to reach the area outside Damascus since mid-February. This is VOA News.